every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for Marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NA, OA, CA, GA, PA, SLA, SLAA, CRRRMM, DRA, HAPA, MOUSE. We don't speak for any of them, guys.
Are there any letters left?
No.
Z.
ZA?
An X.
Wait, do you hear the topic later, though? We don't speak for any of those guys equally, but apparently we don't treat them all equally.
Ooh.
We don't speak for
totally,
any of them.
And winning the award for totally missing my point is
well,
the
okay.
Two of you.
We'll make our own point. Obviously, you didn't make it good
no,
enough.
No. We'll talk about it later. Oh, this is going to be a barn burner, folks.
Let's just skip the boozy news and just go right to
you
it.
You know what, Shelly? Shelly had the horns come out the side of her head a little while ago. The peanut gallery saw it.
Fire what'd you shot call, from her eye sockets.
What'd you call her? Spike? Something like that.
Angry Miss Shelley.
Angry
I'm
birds.
I'm not angry. I'm just, never mind.
It's an angry bird, mate.
And we already discussed this off the air. We don't need to
go.
Oh,
we got lots more to do.
I think there's a lot of that coming.
Tonight.
Oh, yeah. Shelley's like, I'm going to get tag teamed here again.
Yes,
I know it.
Because you guys always pick on me.
I think you're assuming things, facts, are not in evidence.
Hello, it's totally a fact and evidence.
People you could all tell.
You
could
pick
all,
on me.
You can all tell how the show's going to go. Because
we
can't even get to it.
Yeah.
We should just get right to the top.
So how was your day, Shelley?
I've probably had two of the worst days. Just work has exploded.
Shelley goes into work the other day and
the entire
computer system shut down.
The entire library's exploded. We can't check out. We can't check in. We can't pay fines. We can't get new library cards signed up. We can't. For a while, we couldn't even get anybody on the internet. It was just, it's.
All those guys who could no longer surf porn at the library.
Have you watched the show Revolution?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
is this when...
Where the power goes out, the whole... Yeah.
Oh, and the whole thing is that they're trying to get the power back on or something like that?
I don't know. The power didn't go out.
But it might as well have.
You know, four months ago when we had a little blip in the system and we were down for like half a day, I started saying, okay, we're going to have a catastrophic system failure. This is going to happen. I'm telling you, the system is unstable. Mm-hmm. And IT's, we bought some time here. We should be okay, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I have been saying this for 4 months.
Well, they did buy some time.
They bought four months.
No, not really, because we had several other little blips and things that went wrong and missing records and people dropping off the face of the map and the system freezing and all kinds of crap. And I've been saying this. I feel like... a whistleblower. I feel like a government whistleblower or something. Like, you know, hello, the sky's falling. Nobody's listening to me. And yes, Tuesday we go in and we have nothing.
It's the Covina Library, not the Library of Congress.
But I send
things. Break out a pad of paper and write down what people check out.
But I send books. We can't do that because we have no way of knowing whether or not their cards are valid.
Your library card might not be valid?
If you have... in excess of $10 worth of fines, you can't check out. If you're not in the system anymore, but you still have your card, your library card's not valid.
Really?
We have to have your information in
the
system. Really? You can't just present a piece of paper and take our things away.
Because the world might end as the city knows it?
I'm not saying that the world is ending. All I'm saying is that I've been talking about this for 4 months, and then it finally happens, and everybody looks around
what's
like,
happening?
How did this happen?
Every book stealer in America is looking at the
Covina
Public Library going... That's our next target right
there. Because the same day that the system went down, the security gates went down.
Oh, that's perfect.
And I'm like, oh, my God, we have no idea how much stuff is walking out of the
building. Oh,
really?
God.
Fortunately, the guy came to deal with the security gates, and he
got them working
again.
And what day of the week
was
this?
Oh,
yesterday.
Okay.
This was a Tuesday? And how many people total came into the library that day?
I don't know. We got 1,000 people a day, probably.
Yeah, a few hundred.
So out of the
a few hundred people, like 700-800 people. Now, and that's why they can't check stuff out by hand anymore. Although they do check it out by hand. Stamp, 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 stamp.
Actually, today they decided that we would do limited checkouts. We're just taking a flyer on it. We'll probably lose a bunch of stuff, but we can't do anything.
You know what you should do? Just get their social and run a quick credit report on them before you let them take.
We can't. The internet is down.
Mr. Popper's
can
penguins
you do,
for a
can
day.
Can you do the thing where you run the book over and turn off the magnetic thing?
Yes, because that's not electric.
So they go through the security thing?
Yeah, that's not electric.
I would wand them. Or better yet, a body cavity search.
Dude, I'm gonna get Shelly a shirt that says NSLA.
What?
National Security Library Association.
We won't speak for them either.
Mess with the peanut gallery said.
Let's go to work.
Oh, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. I was feeling shaky at the beginning of that, and then it came on strong.
Yeah, you started a little.
This is going to be one of those nights where I feel like I get the crap beaten out of me, and I end up crying in the bathtub. Okay, we have shout-outs to...
Why, are you planning on borrowing trouble?
We have shout-outs to...
Wait, she just did.
Donald, Bill, Fran, Deborah. Oh, and Bruce sent something
in. Is that a new one?
No.
No.
Okay, sorry, Deborah.
Oh, you know what? I think Brian may have sent something this week, too.
Who's Brian?
Yeah, who's Brian?
Oh, but Brian just took a chip for something.
Oh.
So congratulations
to
Brian.
Chip for something.
Newcomer?
No.
Congratulations, Brian. You took a chip for newcomer.
His six-month chip, I think.
Half a cake, baby.
All right.
Yeah.
Atta boy.
Do that again, you'll have a year.
You can start smoking pot on weekends now.
Oh, yeah, clearly.
Send your mail to Mark.
In Claremont, Kentucky.
Claremont.
Kentucky. Well, I believe in Kentucky is probably just Claremont.
Well, it's Claremont out here in California, too, but we had someone that worked at Nordstrom's.
Nordstrom.
And she goes, it's not Claremont, it's Claremont.
Mm.
And I said, what do you shop as Jacques Pinet?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
Jacques Pinet.
The Jim Beam Distillery.
Oh, I sent this to you.
Yes, is starting a new tourist trend by offering whiskey tours, bourbon tours, basically.
Dude. It's going to be like a pilgrimage. It'll be like Mecca for alcoholics.
They've built a $20 million visitor center. And a couple of other bourbon manufacturers have also opened visitor centers, and you can take a bourbon tour through Kentucky and go to all these little places.
That'd be really interesting.
I'd love to go. The problem is I'd want to drink when I'm there, but I'd love to go check it out.
Interesting enough, bourbon production.
So go drink.
I could still. No, I can't.
Bourbon production has grown by more than 115% in the last 10 years. And interestingly enough, I think this is fascinating. Kentucky produces 95% of the world's bourbon. I did not know that.
Interesting.
Yes. Fascinating, really.
I love it. It's like amusement parks for alcoholics. Come to the bourbon.
You realize there are a lot of people who drink that aren't alcoholics, right?
None that I know.
Yeah, I know. Well, all you do is hang out with alcoholics.
Yeah, all I hang with alcoholics.
Oh, let's see, in Australia.
Hey, throw another shrimp on the bobby.
I knew there was something was like that coming there.
Come to the land down under.
Come to the land. You know what? That's what Paul Hogan said when he pointed at his pants to a woman at a bar. Hey, come to the land of wonder, the land down under.
Can we get to the story?
Shelly's got her head against the mic.
The Gold Coast Strip Club,
sweet,
no longer allows their girls to strip.
Oh.
That's kind of counterproductive.
Yes,
wow. Do we need to rename this place?
I'll bet the tips really dried up.
It's not exactly the truth in advertising there. They were stripped of their adult entertainment permit by the Office of Liquor and Gaming because they owed debts of nearly $1 million. But they were allowed to keep their liquor license.
So they can't strip, but you can liquor?
Exactly.
Okay.
Liquor in the front, poker in the rear.
But because, you know, they can't change the name because that's their corporate name is the Gold Coast Strip Club.
Mm-hmm. Well, they could change their name.
Well, yeah, but then they'd have to. I don't know what the laws are like.
So they should hang the comic strips up in the bathroom.
So the girls can come, but they have to keep their lingerie on. So they just dance around in their lingerie,
which actually is very sexy.
Which you know what, it's gonna be the same.
So there, some of the customers are a bit perturbed, though, but that they're coming to a strip club and not getting what they're paying.
Let me guess.
Guys feel like that.
You can still do the.
Guys feel like they have to beat a different drum.
Let's say. I'm going to go out on a limb and say you can still do the VIP room, private room dance, and that'll be exactly the same as it always was.
I don't know about that.
I do.
Somewhere back east, I've forgotten. Well, New Jersey.
Joyzy.
The Amityville Horror House, the one that was in the movies.
Nice.
Did they lose their strip license too?
No.
Amityville Horror House?
It was on the market. It was being sold. The asking price was $1.35
million. Wow.
But they dropped it.
Would you put a brothel in there? The Amityville Horror House?
The Amityville Horror House. That'd be awesome.
They've dropped the price to $955,000. But they're saying it's because, the owners are saying it's because they're getting a divorce, not because it's possessed by demons. However, they can't get anybody to believe them.
You know what? I am wondering why, because I heard a long time ago that they admitted all that was fake and it wasn't really a thing. Because all these ultimate paranormal shows that are all over the place going to haunted places, you would think that would be like first on the list if any of that was even a shred of even partway believable. They would all be there.
And they're not.
Ghost Hunters would be there. Ghost Adventures. Jimmy's Ghosty Guys. Everybody would be there.
But they're not.
I don't know if there is a Jimmy's Ghosty Guys, but...
You just made that up.
You could hardly tell,
sounds
could
good.
You? It was so good.
In Tallahassee...
Florida!
Okay, we talked about this guy. His name's Patrick Lynn. We talked about him quite a few shows ago. And he was arrested at that time for bothering a horse.
Bothering a horse?
Bothering?
Yes.
A horse?
Having sex with the horse.
Oh.
How do you know the horse was bothered by this?
Is this guy just way hung or what?
It was
horse
his,
is like, vroom, vroom, I can't take that.
It was the horse is in his neighbor's stable. You know, he's got his house, and then down the road there's his neighbor's house. And his neighbor was a bit perturbed and called the police when he discovered that this guy had been coming over and shagging his horse. So he got arrested. Patrick
That's
Lynn.
Not even...
Can you imagine a guy looking and going, well, you got pissed when I was doing your daughter.
Now, wait.
What?
Wasn't Florida the place where animal is under a certain weight or something? It was okay?
No, I think that was Washington. Florida's the place where they just recently made it illegal to have sex with animals.
Oh.
Well, unfortunately, Mr. Lynn has been arrested again for shagging the same horse. And he went in and did it knowing that his neighbor had put up security cameras to catch him if he tried to do it again. The peanut gallery said maybe he's in love.
He could be.
Yes. I mean, but can you imagine this guy's like got it in for your horse? What? You know what? Why am I having
he's
a show here by myself?
Horse?
I got both of you on your phones.
We're both commenting. What are you talking about?
Okay, never mind then.
The guy, he's upset because the guy's in his horse?
Yes.
See, now she doesn't want to talk about her comments because somehow...
What comment?
She has nothing to say. You just finished making a comment.
And I said yes.
Thank you. Next.
Wow.
In the city of Simi Valley, I guess there is a city and not just the Simi Valley.
Yeah, there is, and it's full of cops.
They passed a law last month that bans sex offenders from using Halloween decorations on their house. And have to put... What?
Oh, well, no, that makes sense.
They have to put a sign on their front door in letters that are at least an inch tall that says, no candy or treats at this residence. Now, a group of said sex offenders have gotten a lawyer and are suing, saying that it violates their First Amendment rights and those of their families who live with them.
I think their rights are limited, aren't they?
Well, not the rights of the people who live with them. I don't know. I think that once you get that, you still have First Amendment rights, whether you're in jail or not. You just can't carry a gun.
If you're a registered sex offender, some of your rights are no longer present.
I would think.
You don't have the right to say, hey, young man, come over here.
Yeah, the whole point of the law is to keep children from walking up to a sex offender's door, basically, on Halloween. So I can't say that that's the worst thing in the world. What pissed me off about the story, I mean, it's really, really, I read this story, and I'm sitting at the computer reading the story going, holy crap, you did not just say that.
They did.
I said that out loud, actually. And the neighbor kind of turned and...
Do you ever laugh out loud?
Yes. One of the lawyers for this group of sex offenders who is suing for their First Amendment rights to put up a scary witch face on their house said, to us, it's similar to branding. We can think of what happened in Nazi Germany where Jews had to appear in public wearing yellow stars. I'm sorry, there's going to be a little cussing here. You fucking bitch. You really went there. You are comparing pedophiles to Jewish people who had done nothing wrong? Give me a flipping break. I was so mad, I was practically insensible.
I don't know if we should do this other topic.
Yellow stars? Pink hearts? Green clovers? It's like a big bowl of Lucky Charms.
Holy shit! You did not just really go there! I'm not kidding. I mean, can you see how making those two parallels, that that's a little bit wrong?
Now, let me ask you the question, though.
What?
Because I have to ask the question. So the guy's a registered sex offender.
Right.
He already went to jail.
Mm-hmm.
He's out.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't put up a Halloween decoration.
Nope.
Nope.
Why?
Because...
Well, by law...
Because he's registered as a sex offender for the rest of his life.
Right.
No, I know. I know. But I mean... So I can't... Can he put up a Christmas thing?
It doesn't say anything about Christmas things. I don't know.
So he couldn't put, like, Frosty the Snowman on his window?
Probably not. I would guess that they're going to pass a law against that, too. I mean... That's the thing, is that they...
The peanut gallery says little kids aren't going up to Frosty.
By
so,
law...
But he can... He can sit on his porch in a Santa outfit and find out what the kids want for Christmas?
I don't know.
I'll bet he can't.
But by law, sex offenders are not supposed
I don't mean,
to be...
I don't mean to make light of the sex offender thing.
Moving on. Here we go. Let's see. A 61...
You can finish your thought, Shelly.
In Louisville, Kentucky... in Louisville, Kentucky, Michael D. Nash, the 61-year-old Army veteran.
Does he make whiskey?
Oh, by the way, ample leg crossing time. He's suing the U.S. government for $10 million, claiming negligence. He went to the VA Medical Center to an implant removed, a non-functioning implant removed from his penis. After the surgery, the nurses applied... a specific type of ice pack, the thing that stays constantly cold, to his groin to prevent swelling. And he was under heavy sedation. He wasn't really conscious of what was going on.
Frostbite?
The nurses left it on for 19 straight hours.
Oh, no.
His penis was severely frostbitten, which led to gangrene, and they had to actually remove a significant portion of his penis.
It wasn't working anyway.
They were supposed to... fix, because the implant had stopped working. They were supposed to take it out and then put in a new one that worked.
Oh, sucks for him.
He was supposed to get it working. Now, he has very little penis left, no sexual function, and daily pain. So I don't know if $10 million
He'll get a lot of money.
The big question is, though.
What?
Can he put Halloween decorations up?
On it? Can he put Halloween decorations on it?
God.
Okay. Just give him the $10 million.
Oh. Okay, well, we're way over time, so we'll have to get to the other things later.
I was going
to
say, you could buy a lot of hookers with $10 million. Oh, wait. Won't do him any good.
He's got a little dicky left.
He's got his tongue.
That's just what you want a hooker for.
Ew.
Wow. Yuck. Talk about eating at the buffet.
Wow. That's like eating at Clifton's Cafeteria.
Like treading where the multitudes have tread before.
Yes.
That's the end of the boozy news.
God, Shelley, the news you picked tonight was really interesting.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
We're back.
Shelly, how come you're not Shelly didn't even help out.
What the heck are you guys doing? Are you on drugs of some kind?
We went and took a tour of someplace in Tennessee.
You mean Kentucky?
Kentucky, whatever.
Whatever. One of them places.
I thought oh, it was Jim Beam, yeah. Not Jack Daniels.
That's okay. They're right next door to each other.
I discovered I was bisexual when I first got to the program. I've been having a love affair with Jack Daniels for years.
Bruce, what do you want to talk about tonight?
Oh, God.
Well, which thing? We actually had a topic that, like, somehow became a different topic.
It did.
Wait, what was I saying?
Appropriate sponsorship for this show.
Oh, that's what we were talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, talk amongst yourselves.
Well, Shelly, why don't you bring up how it came up?
Yeah, Shelly, how'd this topic come up in conversation?
Since it was kind of your thing.
We got an email from a potential advertiser, someone who expressed an interest in advertising with the show, wanted to know what we thought about that. And then I told Bruce to go and read the email, which he did not do. And then Mark said to forward it to him, to which Bruce said, "Kay." And
already I remember some of this differently, but okay.
Bruce, I had you read an entire email planning a day
go.
With our family, with your family
here
from up north
go.
That are coming
this
down,
is how we
and
started.
Your entire response to that email was, "Kay." And nothing else. You don't even have any idea what the plan is, do you?
I do.
And it was fine with him. So since it was fine with him, he answered.
Okay. Well, no. At that point, we didn't have a plan. I was
no, there
looking
wasn't
for
a
his
plan, then.
Input on what the plan should be. But his entire response was, "K."
Well, there was a suggestion of the plan.
Well,
so
there was a suggestion of the plan in there. And how does that sound? I said, "K."
Okay. So when we're discussing the fact that this email has come in and your response was, "K," that doesn't surprise me that you don't remember
what went
on.
Were you speaking Spanish, Bruce?
That was
asking for more information?
For further information, yeah. Yes.
¿Qué?
¿Qué? ¿Qué? ¿Te parece mal?
No sprechen Sie Spanish.
Oh.
So, Shelly.
What?
Shelly doesn't think that if someone's has an alternate way to treat alcoholism,
Than hers.
Or anybody else's.
Okay, WTF.
Or anybody else's.
That's not what I said at all.
That we should have them as an advertiser.
That is not. Okay, again, let me go back to the
people
who win the award for totally missing my point.
Okay, well, that's why I asked you for your position, and then you kind of started talking about.
I'll say it again.
An
okay.
email
say
about
it again.
My family visiting.
I'm just
drawing a parallel there.
Say it again.
Okay. My point was that. When I mentioned that someone might potentially want to advertise on the show, the two of you, your first response was,
Great.
Take the money. Because it's, just grab the money and run. My response is, we might want to find out a little bit more about them first, because if you just follow the money, you can get into a lot of trouble. We don't know who these people are. We don't know anything about their center. It might be the greatest thing since sliced bread. I don't know. We have to do some investigation first.
So what,
but you guys don't want to do any investigation.
However,
you just want to take the money.
You have withheld the information from us.
I didn't withhold anything. It's right there.
Wait.
He has the password. He can go and look at it.
Shelly, so you got it first. How much checking out of these guys did you do before you tried to pass it off to other people?
I haven't done any checking out. That's my point. My point is that none of us know anything, but the two of you are just like, oh, let's take the money.
Sure. You haven't checked it out.
Oh, in all my spare time lately?
I've seen some tremendously long Facebook
posts. How many posts have you made on Facebook in the last week?
I'm allowed to do that on my downtime. I have specific times of the day, and you know when those times are. When I chill out, because I'm not going to go, I'll put myself in the hospital. I have to have specific relaxation times, and you know that. It's an hour in the morning and an hour after work.
And how's that doing? Is it keeping you calm?
Not really. Now you're fucked hard.
Wow. She dropped the F-bomb. Bangarang.
Yes, we're going to have to I've already cussed twice on the show. We're going to have to, like, label it as, like, not fit
for
work.
So my question to Shelley was, because let's say these guys are holistic AA, and I check it out and I go, I don't know that I agree with what they do. Personally, why should that prohibit them from being able to advertise? Just... it'd be like if I'm Methodist and the Catholic Church wants to say something on a TV program, I should not watch that TV program because I'm not Catholic. You know, it's not exactly what I believe. Or would we take advertise? Like, for instance, you know how I feel about Dr. Pepper. I don't like it at all. Does that mean we wouldn't accept Dr. Pepper as an advertiser because somehow it looks like I might drink it?
Dr. Pepper is not a philosophy or a theory or a set of morals anything like that.
How about Monster?
So?
Neither is Monster.
So Monster would be okay to be an advertiser on this show.
Wouldn't be thrilled about
it.
Why
is that?
Why?
Because
it's
tweakers
only a product.
Use it
so do
as a way to stimulate themselves to emulate or sort of get a feeling of the way they used to feel before. Mm-hmm. They'll drink like 10 of them in a row.
So it doesn't always have its intended purpose with them?
Right. I mean, I might be willing to. I don't know. In that case, I'd have to look. Okay. I don't know.
Because recovery places don't always have the intended purpose for people, too, because, i.e., they don't stay sober. So should we let recovery places advertise on our show?
No, that's fine. I'm not saying that that's not a bad thing. What I'm saying is maybe we should investigate it, because what if these people are complete crackpots and then we're putting an advertisement on our show making it look as though we think this place is okay when we really don't, just because we want money?
Well,
we have to have some moral standards.
Who's going to be the voice of morality here?
I think that if a place is run by a bunch of crackpots, that the three of us are reasonably intelligent and we could figure that out.
I think we're going to have a really hard time getting these guys to advertise with us now.
We haven't said their name or anything like that.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying, I don't know. If I'm not going to just take money from someone I don't know.
So
I was going to say, how are you going to determine if someone's a crackpot?
Yeah.
That would be my question. What if they have a website, you go to it, and it says, yeah, we like to use acupuncture to help cure addiction. Does that make them a crackpot?
No.
How do you know? Maybe they are a crackpot.
Acupuncture is an accepted medical technique.
What if they say they've developed one pill taken twice a day that will cure alcoholism?
They're a crackpot.
How do you know?
Is
it possible that somebody somewhere took one pill twice a day and quit drinking?
If they did, they would be freaking like multimillionaires.
And if it helped one addict or one alcoholic stay sober,
even if it was a placebo,
wouldn't that be of value?
First of all, how do we know that that actually happened?
How do we know any of the three of us are sober? We take each other's word for it.
But if we're going to be advertising on the show, we have a moral responsibility to our listeners to investigate to make sure that these people are not full of doo-doo.
How about this?
What?
Promises.
Yes?
In Malibu.
Okay.
It's a recovery center. They have about the same 5% recovery rate that Alcoholics Anonymous has, that Rational Recovery has, that Celebrate Recovery has, and that every or going to church or just quitting cold turkey. Why is their why would their recovery program be any worse than anybody else's?
I would have to look at their long-term sobriety statistics, because that's the place that says that they cure alcoholism, right? That guy that wrote the Alcohol Cure book, that's the place you're talking about?
Yes.
Yes. And according to the American Medical Association, alcohol is an incurable disease. So I'm not exactly sure that that's a good representation of us.
Even if it keeps the same amount of people sober.
We don't know that it does. Until we've looked at their long-term sobriety statistics.
We don't know that AANAOACAGAPALASLAO, we don't know any of those do either.
That's true.
We're not advertising them. I personally
don't think AA keeps much of anybody sober, because most of those people, a lot of those people would have to change their sobriety dates if they had to count any mind-altering chemicals.
Okay. But we're not advertising them. And it's a good thing, because we don't know what their long-term sobriety statistics are.
But we assume they work.
Yeah, don't we promote the use?
But if somebody is giving us money, we can't make assumptions.
Wait. Okay. Hold on. Just a second. Just hold on a second here.
Why do we all have to shut up when you're talking, but when we're talking, you talk right over us?
That's funny. I didn't say anything for like the last 4 or 5 minutes.
I had to stop the boozy news because
you and Mark were going after it. So we basically promote going to meetings. Matter of fact, I've heard many times you suggest people to go to meetings. Okay? So you're going along with that program works fine. But if it's any other program, we got to really check them out. But if we say we can't really check out the long-term statistics on us, on AA and NECA, then you kind of go, well, that's okay. Because we're part of that. And they're not paying for it.
I have said on many occasions that you should go to a meeting. I have never said which meeting you should go to. You want to go to LBA? Fine. You got a problem with lip balm? Go to a lip balm anonymous
meeting. What if it's a holistic meeting?
I don't know anything about it. Let me find out
first. Do you know about
first.
Lip Balm Anonymous?
Plus, if I say that people should go to a meeting, I am not advertising any particular meeting. And they are not giving me money to say that.
So Toastmasters is okay?
So you're just doing it for free, which means you totally advocate it.
I advocate getting some kind of recovery. I never said what kind of meeting people should go to.
So if I go to a meeting of the Rotary Club, I'm good?
If that keeps you sober, then go to a meeting of the Rotary Club.
What if I go to a meeting at the Holistic Place?
Okay, then you can report back and tell us what it's like, and then maybe we'll accept people
as long as it kept me sober, that was good enough before.
Wait. So how many people have you come to you and told you how great Lip Balm Anonymous works?
While smacking their lips.
Nobody. I've never met anybody that goes to
LBA. Well, you just said if Lip Balm Anonymous works, they should go to it. And yet no one's ever told you that.
They're not paying us, and you are not getting the point here.
I think if someone pays to advertise on a show that we're not in charge of what they advertise is a lot different than you sending people places on your own. I think that gives a much more implied representation that you dig that rather than someone that's merely paying to buy time.
That's because we are espousing our opinions. We always say that. These are only our opinions. They can listen to us or not. But once you accept money for something, you cross a moral line. You have a responsibility to the people that are listening to the show to make sure that you are not... I'll give you an example. We used to have a quote-unquote advertiser on the show.
They
didn't give us any money. But we ran an advertisement for them on every show for like a year and a half, 2 years.
Okay.
Then it was brought to our attention by multiple people that this particular place was not really on the up and up anymore.
Well, no.
That there were things going on at that particular
place.
That
people were using a sober site for, like,
sober purposes.
Dating.
Well, not just
dating.
I'm not
even so sure that you can't say that about Facebook.
There were things going on that were not quite kosher, and there were a lot of people complaining about the place. And we talked about it and decided, we don't really need
to. What about if Facebook wanted to?
We don't really need to have them advertising on the show because maybe we don't want people to think that we think that that kind of behavior is okay. Because
that kind of behavior is not okay?
No, it's not.
So who's doing who at the 502 keeps you from that club?
Oh, yeah, kind of. Actually,
really?
I don't
you
really
go to no
the
meetings
club.
There ever.
I go to one meeting.
At that club.
Well,
I go
so you
to
go
one
to a meeting,
meeting,
so you do support the club.
And it's not a who's doing who kind of a meeting.
I know, but that goes on at the club, and you're still there.
So what's the point?
Why would you support any meeting there if that's wrong?
Because we're not advertising them on our show.
But what about that moral?
What
compass?
What club was that, Mark?
What about that moral compass?
I'm not telling other people to go to that club. And go to those meetings where they do those kind of things. In fact, I've told people not to. As my opinion, when I'm just talking to people.
Okay. I was just curious.
But they're not paying us, and I don't have... I'm not being held to a contract to tell people that this particular thing is okay by us.
Well, either did the other place.
But if we accept money for something, then we are under contract to tell people that we think this place is cool.
No, we're under contract to
play
their commercial.
Actually,
but that's basically, in a sense, we're saying we're endorsing this product.
No, they're endorsing us.
If we allow them on the show, we're saying this is a good thing. And what if we don't think it is? Or what if it turns out not to be?
See, I'm not completely... I know where Shelley's going with this, but at the same time, we're not endorsing them. They're endorsing us. They're buying from us. We're not buying from them.
They're buying time from us.
Because they dig us.
When someone pays you to advertising something, you are endorsing them. When an athlete accepts money from a company, that's an endorsement. If we accept money from someone to put our advertisement on the show, that's an endorsement.
An endorsement is where they use our image to put on their product. And that's what they do with Wheaties and stuff. We're not doing that.
We're aligning the image of Recovery 101 with that product.
Let me ask you, but here's the thing.
That's an endorsement.
But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. These guys are in business, so obviously they have worked for somebody at some time.
I don't know who.
Well, you never checked them out.
Well, neither have you. That's my whole point.
I don't know. I don't know who CR has ever worked for. Ever.
We don't advertise CR.
Ever. But yet we would endorse them as a form of recovery.
We have it. We did a whole show on it once.
That was an informational show. We weren't saying everybody should go to this.
So an advertisement's not informational?
It can be, but it's also a way of saying you should check this out.
We're letting people know there's an option.
Well, that would be a really long show if we had to let everybody know what all the options were all the time.
No, but just the ones that pay for the time. We'll let them know that they're an option.
Oh, so then we're not treating everybody equally. We'll only show you what the options are if you pay us. Is that what it is now?
Yes.
Well, no, that's not
okay,
true.
Okay, nobody can go to any programs unless they pay us first.
Wait a minute.
No.
Shelley?
They just can't have time on the
you
air for our
Bangarang?
Show.
You want to hear Bangarang? Bangarang is we already did an entire hour-long show on Celebrate Recovery.
And they didn't pay us.
Right, but...
That was for informational purposes only. And it was our opinion. Nobody was paying us for it.
What if they did? What if they came to you now and said, we'd like to advertise on your show? You know all about them? You know people have gone to them?
You mean CR?
Uh-huh.
I'd have to say no, because we don't speak for it, and we're not endorsing any particular program.
But we're not speaking for them by doing an advertisement.
They're speaking for them. We're just giving them the airtime.
I think that's fuzzy logic. I think that crosses a line. When you're talking about
who's
a recovery
but who's
center,
line?
When you're talking about a recovery center that wants to advertise on the show, that's not any one particular A program. That's a commercial enterprise. That's different than saying, CR can come and advertise on our show. Because,
we let a recovery program advertise right now.
Which one?
New Way Foundation.
That's a commercial enterprise.
So is
the other one.
I know, and I'm saying, all I'm saying is I'm not saying that they can't advertise on the show. I'm just saying that perhaps before we rush in to take people's money, because God knows that's, it's green, let's take it, we should find out what they're about first.
But then why are you withholding the information from us?
I'm not withholding jack shit! I told Bruce to go read the email. He has not done so.
It was supposed to be sent to me a week ago.
Yeah.
We were you were doing that. I told you to go read the
it's
email.
It's not even in my email box.
Email box. It's our email. You go in there all the time.
I do the recovery_101 at Hotmail, and you do recovery101radio at Gmail. That's the way it's always been. You never even forwarded it to me.
I didn't tell you. I told you to go into the recovery101 Gmail account and read the email. You said okay. K seems to be your response to everything.
K.
K. Yeah, what?
Hey, you know what? K, we are like way over time, and I need a drink. Oh, my God.
Quick, somebody hand her the Humble Trophy.
She said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking.
If you don't stop driving that hot
Rod Lincoln.
Rod Lincoln.
You know, there's never going to be final words to this, so we shouldn't even bother to do the final
words. Yes, we shouldn't bother because
done.
I'll just probably start swearing again.
Yeah, then,
well, that I. Yeah, I'm curious to your final words, Shelly.
What are
your final words on this?
My final words are, listen up, you jackwagons. Just because it's green, just because it's green doesn't mean we should take it.
Mark, you have any final words to this?
My final words, if there's something out there that may help one person stay clean and sober, it is of value and it is something on this show that we could stand behind.
But we don't know yet because we haven't investigated it.
Because you're holding the information. I told you the last words would never end. Bruce.
You know my final last words are on this?
All right.
K.
Oh, my God. Where is the bug zapper? I need to go to the store and get some batteries. I need the flipping bug zapper like now.
Shelly just cannot let this topic go.
Okay, go on, go
on. This is the song that
on.
Never ends.
It goes on and on, my friend. So Shelly.
What?
Who are friends back east?
I don't know. He may have gone off by now.
He probably has those Alista guys. I think they probably got it because they advertised with him. They probably advertised with him. They got our name off of his 12-step Gazette.
At any rate, that would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
Okay.
It's a fine publication. You can read it online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe and he will send it to you in the post.
Okay.
You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-step Gazette to your little town. And you can go onto Facebook and type in the number 12 and Step Gazette and join the 12-step Gazette group and engage in some discussion.
Oh.
Okay. That's an endorsement if I've ever heard one. But that's okay. He's a good endorsement.
So, and what we'd like you to do is we'd like you to go to recovery101.net and listen to the shows from that site instead of other alternatives. We appreciate you listening by whatever method you listen, but if you would go up to recovery101.net, we would really appreciate it. And click on the show. There'll be a like button. Please click the like button. If you're a member of Podomatic, congratulations, you've been counted in our numbers. If not, we ask that you join Podomatic so that you can like the shows, you can make comments, you can add us to your playlists, you can follow. You can do all that stuff we want you to do to support us. Thank you.
Sweet.
Dude.
We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com. That's the one I answer. recovery101radio@gmail.com. That's the one Shelly answers.
Thank you, to herself.
If you'd like to join the crack advertising staff, that's recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Which is, do not take yourself so damn seriously.
Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it. And Shelly, be the example.
We're out.
Take care of you. Because God knows these guys won't.